The Democratic Party is looking for new leaders at one of its lowest moments in recent years. In the House of Representatives, Minority Leader Dick Gephardt says he's stepping down after his party failed to win a majority in Tuesday's election. Nancy Pelosi of California says she has the votes to replace him, though she still faces a challenge from Harold Ford of Tennessee. Congresswoman Pelosi joins us now from her home in San Francisco. Congresswoman, thanks.
It's my pleasure to join you.
What went wrong on Tuesday?
Actually, the outcome was not so, when you think of it, the president is still dealing with a very closely divided Congress. Nonetheless, the power will lie in the Senate and in the House with the Republicans. The Republicans, obviously, were successful in taking up some Democratic issues as if they supported them. A prescription drug benefit, preserving Social Security, not privatizing it. And while they said, oh, the Democrats are too liberal, they were taking up the Democratic issues. We must never allow them again to hijack our issues on the campaign trail when they work against those very issues in the Congress of the United States. In order for us to make sure that we can withstand mischaracterization of the Democrats, we have to be very clear about what we stand for and what the differences are between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Congresswoman, let's talk a little bit about the future here. You're perceived by some people, and you can tell me if this perception is wrong, as being in many important ways just different from other leaders of the Democratic Party in recent years. Bill Clinton, of course, in many ways tried to portray himself as a centrist. Al Gore, in many ways, same thing. Richard Gephardt, who you are seeking to replace in an election on Thursday, was certainly considered more moderate than many Democrats. You come from a more liberal background and tradition, and you come from San Francisco. Do you want to take your party in a different direction?
Well, first of all, many of the people who are saying that are people who want my job, and it's a tactic. It's a technique. I don't think it's constructive for the party to characterize the person who is going to be the leader from within the party in a way that is not helpful. But be that as it may, I believe that my politics are very much within the mainstream of the Democratic Party. The role of leader is, of course, to lead to victory. In order to do that, we must bring the party to consensus. Obviously, to win in the country, we have to go down the middle. I always treat politics like a tennis game. You may have your success to the right or the left in one shot or another, but then you come back to the middle for your perspective.
Obviously, if you become minority leader, you don't necessarily have a lot of control over the legislative agenda in the House of Representatives, but assuming you win this election, what's the first thing you're going to try to get on the agenda in the House?
First and foremost, we want to bring democracy back to the people's House of Representatives. The way the Republicans have run the House in the past, it has been almost impossible for us to get a Democratic alternative or Democratic substitute on the floor on very important issues, for example, the prescription drug benefit. The election was close in terms of its outcome. We lost a few seats, but still over 200 members of Congress represent Democrats in the House of Representatives. The voices of their constituents cannot be silenced. We don't have the votes, but we certainly will have the voice to speak to democratizing the House of Representatives.
Nancy Pelosi is a Democratic representative from California, and she joined us from her home in San Francisco. Congresswoman, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.